What if you only had 1 month to live? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. What would you do if the doctor said, get your affairs in order in the next 30 days? How would you live your life if you knew with certainty that your days on earth were numbered? Would you do anything differently? Would you make some changes in the way you are currently living your life? Would you spend more time with your kids and really listen when they talk with you? Would you look at your spouse the same way you did when you were dating? Would you stop to smell the roses, take in a sunset, or enjoy the sounds of nature? Would you call an old friend that you haven't seen in years? And what about your faith? Would you pray more, attend Mass more frequently, be grateful for little things, and be more forgiving of those that have hurt you in the past? Important questions, right? But rarely do we ever take the time to think about these questions. We live as if there is no running clock, as if we'll be on earth forever. Questions to be put off for a later time, when we're older, when old age brings us closer to that certainty of death. Occasionally, these are questions to be dealt with now. Things like cancer diagnoses, a bad automobile accident, or a bad fall on the ice can force us to ask these questions immediately. I can remember vividly how my focus changed when I was diagnosed with colon cancer 9 years ago. I was going about living my life with a soft focus filter on. Everything was pleasantly moving along. That cancer diagnosis brought everything into focus. It's a sharp, clear focus, where things that I never thought about suddenly became important. And like many others before me, I began to ask these tough questions about change, about priorities, and about what really is important. I learned that our time here on earth is short. We weren't made for this life, but for the next. We were made for eternal life, for heaven. If you're honest with yourself and ask these questions, you'll be making some changes. You will do things differently, and you will become a better person. As a matter of fact, you will become the most authentic version of yourself. Your spouse will notice the changes, so will your kids, your friends, and everyone around you. You will become the you that God intended you to be. Last week, 9 years later, I had a biopsy for possible prostate cancer. And the biopsy forced me to ask these questions once again. The possibility of a new cancer made me ask the question, what if? This week, I got the results. There was no cancer. I'm 100% cancer-free. It was a scare for sure, but a bad thing? No. Occasionally, God's got to take some drastic actions to get our attention. I praise God and thank Him for this blessing, and I thank the many people who kept me in their prayers those past few weeks. The next chance you get, take some time to ask, what if I only had 30 days to live? Then, have the courage to make the changes necessary to become the most authentic you that you can be. It's the you God intended. This is Tony Agnese.